Hey now, say now. Welcome back to the Tea and Cognac session. This is your girl O'Brien, aka OB, aka O, coming to you with episode 3, season 5, and today's topic gonna be addiction. Do you know your vices? Do you know when they became vices? Last year, some profound moments happened where I started reflecting over my years as an adult. When did I start with my vices? 21 years old. I do believe I was the late bloomer out of the crew as far as my family and immediate circle. Everybody I knew, as far as my peers went, had already been partying since they were the ages of 12, between 12 and 16 years old. That included having sex and just adult experiences altogether at an extremely young age. So I was late jumping off the porch, but it was 21. I started drinking, but I was socially drinking. It was not part of my day-to-day coping, or, you know, trying to fill voids or feel numbness. Somewhere at the end of my 20s, though, I can recall around 2010, 2012, where I remember taking a shot on my lunch break. I had never done such thing. So it was different. And I just remember thinking the rest of the afternoon, dang, you had to knock one back to, okay. And that was like the beginning of the path. We go seeking other things when our needs aren't being met and we're trying to cope. Our vices look very different individually. So just because you don't smoke or drink doesn't mean you don't overindulge in eating, and vice versa. For me, I've just gotten to the place of I don't want to judge anybody, as I've recognized my own hot mess situation, navigating my own problems and really seeking help for them. I don't have time or interest to sit up and gossip and talk about anybody else's problems, anybody else's vices. We are all struggling and dealing with this life journey in different ways. I think the difference between people is who's being honest and who's not. You know, I'm all about that. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Like, I don't have an interest in lying. First off, I was never good at it. You know, I'll tell you one thing, you'll come back and ask me about it a couple of days later, next week, a month later, whatever. And I completely done forgot what I done told you. So I tend to stick with the truth. The truth for me is I got burned out. And I've been burned out for over a decade, but wasn't getting information that was like helping me sort what was all, like, it was all jumbled in front of me. I saw it, but I couldn't make sense of it. And so now that I have more emotional intelligence and I've been able to identify certain behaviors such as gaslighting, projecting, I know what this stuff is that oftentimes pushed me to wanting to have a drink or smoke. I'm smarter about it. I understand what's happening now. And a lot of what I've endured wasn't even mine to carry. It was other people's problems that I kind of took on. And then next thing I know, my plate is overflowing with stuff that's not even mine. So last episode, we talked about self-care. Very profound in the addiction conversation. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not taking care of your mental health, And if your cup is being filled only with alcohol, partying, and just abuse, you're abusing yourself in whatever way that is. You're not growing. You're not healing. You're not taking care of yourself. And what we do know is we get older. And I don't know if you are, but I know for sure I'm paying attention to my immediate elders and how they're aging and how the neglect of themselves has officially taken a toll on them or catching up with them, so to speak. This is a really hard conversation to have because it is very personal. But what I have come to terms with is this is spiritual warfare. This is a battle over your mind. Once you lose your mind and your health, there's no coming back. So I call it the ABCs of when you know better, you should be doing better. A, accepting. B is the boundaries. We're creating boundaries. We're standing on those boundaries. C is communicating, effectively communicating those boundaries. And D is the discipline. That's accountability and responsibility for yourself. You can't blame anybody. You can't point fingers. There is an explanation. You know, a lot of people get up in an uproar about making excuses. And it's, for me, I'm not looking for an excuse. However, I am looking for understanding. So oftentimes an explanation of why doesn't necessarily mend the problem, but it gives me some context and understanding where I don't have to be mad or angry. I might be disappointed, might even be put off a little bit, but I have understanding. When I'm left in the dark about different things and challenges people are going through, you leave me room to create a story of my own. And so for me, I've decided if you ask, I'll tell you. I don't necessarily want to broadcast it to every single body, but if you come looking, if you click that link, that must mean you have an interest and I will talk about it. But this is what's going to have to happen in order for us to heal collectively. The shame and the shyness around these subjects. We have to create safe spaces so we can dive into these layers so we don't pass off this trauma to another generation as culture. I don't know who said that first. That's not an OB original, but it just stuck with me. Because our elders, or I'll speak from my experience, I always heard, this is the way I am. I'm not changing for anyone. The unwillingness to change. You have to want to. I want to. And I'm not going to shame anyone that's not wanting to or willing to, but I've identified I have to separate myself. I have to move differently. And that's not out of malice or hate. None of that. That is self-care. So what are you doing to work on your self-care? How are we raising your vibration? Keeping that cup full? And the need to feel numb. Like, what are we doing? I don't know. I haven't figured that piece out yet. That is my honest truth. I chase the need to feel numb. I'm a very empathetic person, so I oftentimes feel everything around me. And it gets to a place in my day where I don't want to feel. I just want to coast, maybe is a word for it, but I don't want to cry. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be frustrated. I want to just a chill calmness. And that's the feeling I tend to find myself chasing because there's so much chaos going on around me and juggling it has just become unbearable, right? So I go looking for the numbness, the slowness. And it's become almost a need. So I've had to get real serious and intentional about how to break a habit. Because we know breaking and creating habits take 21 days. So what am I really doing to be intentional? Well, for me, it's the podcast. It's opening the door and being vulnerable enough to have these conversations. And if I just help one person come to the light or conclusion of, okay, this is where I'm at, this is what I need to do, first step is admitting it. And if I can just help with one individual, because it damn sure helps me. I go back and listen to my own podcast just for self-reflection and to see, am I repeating cycles? How am I making progress? Is this being stagnant or am I struggling? We talked about that in previous episodes. It's doing the work and it's hard and it's painful at times, but it's a requirement in healing. And there's no way around it. So I'm gonna wrap up because I won't talk y'all's ear off too tough, you know. I said 15, 20 minutes. If it's real juicy, maybe 25 minutes. But want to keep these short and to the point. Some thoughts and perspective from a melanated woman living in the Midwest with her 15-year-old teenager wanting to live as opposed to surviving. That's where I'm at. So that is all for this session. Please check me out. I am on all your social media platforms. O'Brien St. James Daniels, the Jill of Most Trades. This is the Tea and Cognac session. You can hit up the Melanin Initiative, is the nonprofit efforts in Springfield, Missouri. I am here. I am waiting for you. Hit me up. Until next time, guys, I look forward to speaking with you. And you make sure you stay prayered up and take care of each other out there. In Yah's name we pray. Hallelujah. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.